Mike, what about Mike Maddox? Because that's an unusual move for this organization to bring in a coach like that. We must always promote from within. What kind of impact is he going to have, Mike?
I think he brings a lot of credibility. Just take a look at that staff he had to deal with last year. I think that's, once again, as you're talking about Willie helping guys take maybe their game to the next level, we have a very impressive young group of starting pitchers, and now you have a voice. Someone's worked arm in arm with some of the better starters in the league. And, you know, those are some of the conversations that, to me, just quite frankly, Carlos Martinez needs to have. He shouldn't be content with being the ace of the St. Louis Cardinals. He should be content with being talked about at the end of the year as the best pitcher in the league. And to have a pitching coach that has been around that level of pitcher, you know, you want to get somewhere, you usually want to go find somebody who's already been there, right? And I think that's what Mike is going to offer to Carlos and the rest of the pitchers on our staff as a roadmap of what it should look like to be a high pitcher at the highest level and then to excel and then to keep pushing what you have. So excited about what Mike brings to the table.
Mike, what did it mean to
you? No. I remember him yelling at me a lot from the other dugout, but that's about it.
With a guy like Jose Oquendo, who's in a role at that time that he's coveted for years, what goes into the conversation between you and Mo and you guys and Oquendo to try to convince him to give that up and come back?
No, I think it was, once again, his timing, right? I mean, he had some stuff going on physically and just wasn't able to do. I mean, that's how this how it started, as we just kind of followed his lead and what he needed. And so the conversation has always been, okay, what are our options? Who do we have available? And does it make sense at this particular time? And the answer has kind of always been no until now. And opportunity presented itself. And so we will look within as much as we can. And I think our organization's probably done that as well as anybody, promoting our coaches from within the organization. So to us, that was a relatively easy move in the fact that you start looking around, okay, if we're bringing Mike Schilt from third base and he's going to be on the bench now, who out there could be the best potential, not just a good option, but the best potential option for us as a third base coach? He's sitting in our backyard, so that made it pretty simple.
Was there a conversation about what you guys need and how much he was missed last season, what he could offer again to the club to try to convince him to take advantage of that timing?
No, once again, when it comes down to people's personal lives, it's not our space to be convincing. We just listen. And when people are ready, just like Willie, you know, the other times when I'd talk to him and he'd say, listen, it's not right for my family, who am I to get in the way and tell him that he's wrong? You know, and then be the hypocrite to say that our families are more important than what we're doing out here. And the same thing goes, you know, whether it's a health issue or a personal issue. We're going to support people and realize that they put a lot of time into the thought of whether or not it works. And so we made a similar conversation as with Willie. Hey, we're interested. What do you think? And right away, Jose said, you know, this is something I want to be a part of. So it was more of that than anybody trying to convince someone else.
With Wainwright now help you again, where do you think his peak level was at? How much maybe do you work with him on the mental and emotional side of things now that he's not a kid anymore and he's entering the last year of his deal?
I think mentally and emotionally, he's probably as solid or strong as anybody in the league. So I think he's got a very good grasp. I think he's also very balanced, realistic, and that has always kept him motivated, and it's also kind of kept him adapting to where you're seeing a different style pitcher all the time, depending on how he feels and how his body's responding. So, you know, you look at him and the muscle he's put on and how he's kind of already transformed his body through this winter, he's motivated, and it should never even be a question with him. He's one of the most driven people I've ever seen. So it's going to come down to how it looks, right? And he's going to make it work. It's just a matter of how much he has to offer with what his stuff looks like, and he's always he's worse than I am as being a constant optimist, but or better than I am, I should say. But I'm anxious to watch him because this is a guy I never ever count out, and just give him the ball, give him an opportunity. But I also think he sees the bigger picture of what his role is too, and the responsibility and the privilege of helping some of the guys continue to move along. But when it comes that fifth day, it's not about teaching lessons. It's about getting outs and wins.
Mike, hear about Yadi and how much you're maybe going to rest him. How does that does that work this year? What's your plan going in with Carson full year? What's the plan going in?
Yeah, who's gonna give us the best chance to win? Same. Yeah, we're gonna figure out what's gonna give us the best chance to win every single night, whether regardless if we're talking about Carp or we're talking about Yachty, talking about anybody else in between. That's the responsibility we have.
Mike, last night, Tony LaRussa made a point to include you in that group discussion, and it's clear that he has a lot of respect for you. How nice is it for you to have that type of endorsement? Mr. DeWitt said that Tony talked to him about you yesterday. I'm sure that has to mean a little bit to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, talking a Hall of Famer, one, and secondly, you know, and I told this to Tony yesterday. As I got to speak last night, talking about gratitude, and I mentioned it to Tony, who do you know in this game that was able to come and play in the place that he calls home? Because this was home before I ever played here, so I played here for 5 years, and being able to go to the postseason four, and then next thing you know, you get to go into your seventh year as a manager in the same city. That's just so rare. I don't know if anybody's ever done it. You guys could find that out for sure. But and I wanted to make sure Tony knew how grateful I was. That, you know, he gave me a shot, and he had plenty of reason not to. But he and Dunk gave me that first opportunity here as a player, and then continued to endorse me as a player, and then even as a manager. So you have a Hall of Fame caliber manager do that for you. You can't put words to it or a price to it, but very grateful. And, you know, every time I get a chance to talk to him yesterday, I mean, we were into conversation. Just within seconds, we were talking about team building and talking about Belichick and the Patriots and some of the things that he's learning. And I was asking him about some of the things he's been reading and learning from. And, you know, those are just great conversations to me that, you know, I hope can continue.
You know, we've reached our limit here, so I'm going to have to get Mike out for the autographs, and then Mr. DeWitt will be in here if you want to stay here for any media.
Go ahead, Derek.
Last night you said something at the end of your speech that I thought was interesting, where you sort of invited critics and said welcome them. Was that something that's been on your mind? It seems like an interesting sort of way to motivate, especially considering how positive everything felt with all the action at the Winter Meetings.
No, it was positive. Yeah, and that wasn't even a negative comment, except we're always going to have. I said, actually, it's opposition.
Opposition,
there's opposition all across the board against us. That's what we have. That's what we do. We compete. And so, and I also believe that we're always going to have people that don't believe in us, and I think that's something we should always use. And I think it's something that needs to be heard by our individual players. If somebody has already counted them out as being an everyday guy, if it's one of our young pitchers that somebody's already counted out as being one of our starters or part of our bullpen, that's all opposition that people can use however they want. And I think that it's not the circumstances that matter, but how we respond to them that does. And so that message is always going to be the same, because there's always going to be somebody that doesn't believe that we can do collectively or individually as well as we believe we can. And that's something that does motivate. And I think it's something that helps not just make us better, but I truly believe that that's kind of that melting pot where your character is built. And I just want to make sure guys keep their eyes open for that too, and not buy into it is the other. When you do hear the criticism, I've heard nothing but positive too, but there's people all across this country that don't necessarily have us written in to win the National League Central. To me, that's a challenge. And so how do we use that? And how can you use that in a positive way to get us to where we want to be? Consistent message.
Mike, yesterday you noted that you didn't have that big ring on your finger. How hungry are you for that? And do you think this team can take you that place?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, every team's saying that right now too, though, right? But I think we're in a realistic position that we know, one, because we've had the experience, that we've had success in the past. We have guys who know how to get there. And you look how close we came, and the fact that we just got better. how much it means to me. I'm driven to excellence, and I think that the wins are going to be that natural byproduct. But a lot like I talked about last night, there's just a way it should look as a Cardinal. And the way that this team performs, the way we compete, the way we continue to improve, it sets that bar of what our expectation is. And the World Series is what we're paid to chase and what our fans expect, and that's exactly what we want to chase and what we expect of ourselves. So it's a perfect combination and something that gets us and keeps us pushing through in those days. And I know that's what guys are thinking about all off season long as they're trying to improve. It's not just the contracts. It's not just winning those positions. It's about winning, because they've seen enough, especially these last 2 years, of us being left out of October. And that's not a place that we feel we should be.